Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. I think we are going to have... I don't want to be something, but I think we are going to have tacos for dinner tonight. Soft tacos. I have corn tortilla shells, soft corn tortillas in the pantry. I have ground turkey, and I have the ingredients to make taco, you know, a meat to put in a taco. I have lettuce. I have tomato, I have cheese, I have sour cream, I have all of that kind of stuff. The question is always what to have as a side dish with that, because Mark doesn't really like beans, and I've never been good at making Mexican rice. And now I probably should just look up recipes and try it, but I've always kind of tried to wing it, and I've never been successful and getting a rice that's like the Mexican restaurants. I think it's difficult. Maybe not. I need to look it up. But we probably won't do that tonight because I probably don't have the correct ingredients. And it's probably a long process or something. I don't know. But the Mexican rice that you get at a lot of good Mexican restaurants, it's not too wet. But it's an orangey color. And it's... got a tomato-y sort of, maybe it's not even tomato, maybe it's saffron or something. I don't know. I do not know what's in Mexican rice, but I should look it up. So there was some chatter on Twitter, and basically Daniel said that all I've been talking about is Sydney's diarrhea. 100% of the Geeky Gay TV podcasts so far this week have been about diarrhea and vomit. Hashtag enjoy breakfast. And Big Fatty said, and shitty casinos. And Daniel said, it feels like shart week for dogs. And Fatty said he could pull clips, yada, yada. And Baron Frosty thinks it definitely should make shart week next year for Big Fatty Online. And anyway. Regardless, and Archer said something, but I don't know if it was related. Oh, no, he said something related to Mix Minus, so I won't even talk about that on here. But anyway, not too much has gone on. I've been watching a lot of Expedition Unknown because, as I said before, I was behind. And I have upped my workouts now. As we get... And I don't want to... I have not stepped on the scale in months, probably, because I'm scared to step on the scale. And I did buy some new jeans over the weekend because my one pair of jeans that fit me got a hole in the crotch. And my balls were hanging out. Now, I wear underwear all the time. So it's not like I was indecent, but I went to one place, and I think it was when I was dropping off the dogs at the boarding place, and I bent over to put the leash on or take a leash off Sydney or something. I don't remember, but I was in the vet's office. I was in the boarding office, and there was a girl standing behind me. And I thought, I bet she got a view of one of my man balls hanging out of this rip in my, you know, this hole in my jeans. Again, inside underwear, not just a ball, but I mean, you know, still, you can see the outline, you know what it is. And she didn't say anything, and I tried to kind of squat. After I thought about it, I tried to kind of squat and cover it up. But I bought some new jeans, and now the size did not go up. That's a good thing. The size didn't go up. It wasn't worse than what I thought it was going to be. I do wear stretchy jeans, so I'm kind of fooling myself because American Eagle, which is what I normally wear, they have flex, and so they have, you know, whatever flexible material like spandex or what. It's probably not spandex, but we'll say it is built into their jeans. So even if you get a size lower or more than, you know, usually you can squeeze into it and it's fairly comfortable because they're stretchy. So, but anyway, I bought a couple of new pairs, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to start counting my calories between now and the cruise to Alaska, because A, we know that on a cruise, I'm going to eat horribly and I'm going to eat a bunch and I'm probably going to gain weight on the cruise. So it would be helpful if I lost a little weight before I go on the cruise to make up for that, you know. But also, I would just like to be comfortable in my skin on a cruise. I mean, there's a likelihood that we might swim, or I might swim, or get in a hot tub or something like that. And, you know, the reason I say I've got a dad bod so much is because I'm really trying to just get used to, you know what, you're getting older. Your body's going to change one way or the other. Even if you were skinny, 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 your body is still going to change. And, you know, and the more I say it, maybe the more I get used to it, right? But I thought, you know, I'll lose a couple of pounds. I won't even know because I haven't stepped on the scale, so it doesn't matter. But so I started counting calories again this week. So I've been doing that, but I also increased my workout time. So I've been doing 45 minutes on the elliptical, and it's so boring. Working out is so boring. So I've been watching Expedition Unknown because it's 41 minutes. So I've been watching episodes of that while I was working out. But I still end up looking at the timer, just looking down at the TV screen, looking up at the timer, looking down at the screen, looking up at the timer over and over and over again. It feels like it takes forever. But I've been doing that this week. And then other than that, I published the Pride 48 State of the Station last night, I want to say. And you know, so that's taken care of. I've still got to do a blog post, so I'm a little bit behind on that. But registration doesn't open until June, so, you know, we're pretty good on that. And but I do want to do a blog post, tell everyone, you know, where to go to find the State of the Station recording, but also, you know, the information that we gave on the State of the Station. So I've still got to do that, but it may be this weekend. And then this weekend is Mother's Day. And I told my mom, I said, you know, we will come over to your house because the last time they came to our house, and that was a few weeks ago, probably maybe a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember now. It's time flies. But I still don't think I'm going to have time to cook because we've got a really busy Saturday. And again, Sundays all morning, I'm at church. And if we're doing lunch, like, I can't cook while I'm at church. So I'm probably going to end up picking up food, but I may make a dessert. Saturday night, I think I'm going to have a little bit of free time. So I may make a dessert on Saturday evening because I can do that ahead of time. But I don't think I'm going to cook like the entree or the, you know, the main dish. And I asked my mom what she wanted. She said she'd think about it, but she hasn't responded. I mean, she hasn't given me any ideas. So I feel like I get P.F. Chang's every single time I invite my parents over because I know that's one thing that they like. And we like it as well. So it's easy. I can pick pretty much anything on the menu and they're pretty much going to like it. So I've got to figure out like what I'm going to get. And we don't normally sit down in a restaurant on Mother's Day or Father's Day because they're so busy. Like everyone takes their mom and dad to a restaurant. So they get really busy. So normally if we're going to do restaurant food, we'll just order it and bring it home, which is probably, again, what I'm going to do. Other than, you know, working out and cooking and eating lower calorie and, you know, still giving Sydney her medicine, which is a pain in the butt because it's this tube of stuff and I have to squirt it into her mouth, and forcing her mouth open is the biggest pain in the butt. other than that, we finished up Ozark on Netflix. So I don't want to give any spoilers. So I hesitate to say what I thought about it, because if I say too much, it's probably going to spoil it for someone. But we really enjoyed the entire run of Ozark. So if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.